There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, what's the third one there?
Five.
Okay. So
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware of the ingredients in the vaccine?
I know there's some egg.
I don't think they offered us a list of ingredients, though.
But did you know that there's mercury in that shot?
Oh, I did not.
Robert Scott Bell.
The only thing that supporters of the raw food movement are sick of is people telling them what they can or cannot put in their mouth.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
But you're not anti-vax. You vaccinate your...
I am very pro-vaccine.
Right. You just want to get the mercury.
I had all my kids vaccinated. I want to see government policies that promote full coverage of vaccine.
Was that bizarre to any of y'all? I mean, that was RFK on... What is the name of that show with Bill Maher? Real Time?
Real Time Maher? With Bill Maher.
On HBO last Friday. And a lengthy interview to start the show. Very impressive. But our friends in the liberal press at Salon.com found whatever was just said and more bizarre. And that's
bizarre.
That's not all. They say bizarre. Did they say anything else, Super Don, about that? About what RFK said? Because he said he's pro-vaccine. How could that be?
Yeah,
he's questioning the safety.
They don't get it because the initial reaction, the knee-jerk reaction, because he's saying something questionable. Just questionable about vaccines. Oh, anti-vaxxer rant. I mean, our friend David Gorski came up with like this tongue twister, you know, this anti-vaccine false flag freaky, you know, crazy. I was just like, okay, just calm down. Go back into your closet in the basement and just leave us alone for a minute. yeah, but I mean, it's like they want to call you anti-vax. Mm-hmm. Anti-vaxxer because you question anything about the vaccine, but then somebody like RFK comes out and says, well, I'm very pro-vaccine. I just want vaccines that are safe, that have no mercury in it. And then they kind of go, wait a minute.
That's not what I thought anti-vaxxers
say. How can you say anything bad about vaccines, but then say that you are pro-vaccine, and their heads explode, and they go get drunk, and they don't know what to do with themselves because they can't understand how one can coexist with the other?
Did that Salon article, Super Don, did it go after Bill Maher, too?
Oh, of course. Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, you know, again, you've got Bill Maher coming out and saying, look, I'm not anti-vaxxer. I just have this question about how come these things don't make sense? Why are you doing this stuff, and why can't we at least take a look at it? Mm-hmm. And he's a crazy nut job, kook, anti-science, wackadoodle, you know, anti-vaccination person.
Well, but they love him on global warming, I think.
No. See, but then he's talking about the good science. Oh, we love you, Bill Maher. You're agreeing with us. Yes.
Yeah. But the moment he questions, it's like the question is to him, you know, listen, there are liberals with integrity, believe it or not. There are. They have sincere beliefs about it. But they're a swath of them that like to, you know, basically paint everybody the same way, and they want you to believe the same way. That's why we spent the time we did last hour talking about the great article. And again, it's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com about all the cognitive dissonance on the vaccine issue. Those who are pro-vaccine. And the thing is, those who are claimed to be anti-vaxxer were not at one point anti-vaxxer. That's why they started questioning it, because their own children were harmed. And maybe some of them became what they call anti-vaccine. We've talked about it with Dr. Batar, whose son was harmed by vaccine into the autism spectrum, and he reversed it. And we say we're not against the concept of antibody production, but we're not going to do it if we can damage or kill somebody. It's not worth the price. There are other ways to go about it. And I think that's what RFK is about, too. He's saying, you know, we like it. He's pro-vax. He's coming out. He's never said I'm anti-vaccine. He's vaccinated his children. And that's his prerogative. We don't dispute that. But they're just, you know, their heads are exploding at Salon.com and these other liberal just fawn over vaccines and fawn over science as if it were, you know, the next coming, if you will. The sacrament that you must accept if you're in the club. You're not in the club. And now they're confused by Bill Maher, who was in the club. Now he's not, but he is, but he isn't. And RFK, come on, liberal family. How is he saying that he's pro-vaccine, but he's questioning the safety? Now, Maher's statements are rather interesting. We've taken Maher to task when we have disagreed, again, just like the intellectual honesty we do here, and
well,
when we've agreed with
thinking.
Him on
I mean,
Maher,
it's,
come on.
It's yeah. Like, if you disagree with anything that Bill Maher says, you're anti-Maher. You're anti-Bill.
Right? Yeah. Well, listen, on this, as we've said for many years, Bill Maher and I agree. We agree on the issue of Big Pharma, and he gets it on that point. Then he gets some cognitive dissonance in other areas, but it's probably true of all humans. Maybe somewhere in my existence, not likely, but it could happen that there's some cognitive dissonance here. If you think I have cognitive dissonance, call me, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-BELL.
I may have possibly been wrong at some point in my life, yeah. But, you know.
Hey, we've come back and made a culpa once or twice, I don't know, over the years.
Listen, we could argue about Neil Diamond, right?
No, we cannot. You cannot, because if you question Neil Diamond, you're anti-music.
Oh, Tim.
See how that goes? See how that... I use the argument of the pro-vaxxers against you. All right. Well, let's hear from Bill Maher himself. You tell me if it was bizarre what he said. Has he become an anti-vaccine wacko? Listen to his words and then let us know.
Why can't we have a kind of a grand bargain on this? It just seems like we're calling each other kooks and liars, and it seems like common sense that vaccines, I mean, even Thimerosal, probably don't hurt most people. I mean, if they did, we'd all be dead because they're in a lot of vaccines that we all took. But some do. Obviously, some minority get hurt by this stuff. I don't understand why this is controversial, why we have this emotional debate about something that there is science there. It astounds me that liberals, who are always suspicious of corporations, and you just laid out that case, and defending minorities, somehow when it comes to this minority that's hurt, it's like, you know what, shut the f*** up and let me take every vaccine that Merck wants to shove down my throat.
That perhaps is as important as anything Bill Maher has ever said. And I agree with him 100%. I mean, this is where we can be buddy-buddy on this issue. Because that is the protect. If you're liberal, at least the concept of it was protecting the minorities, right? Against tyranny, against corporations. And yet on this issue, his fellow liberals are saying, no, 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 you can't even question anything. And they're throwing the minority of minority into the ash heap of not only mercury toxicity, but other things. This is just mercury for RFK. At least that's the way he's framed the discussion. And yet Salon.com and the liberal press are going apoplectic.
Well, and look at what Bill Maher said. Did Bill Maher say there should be no vaccines? No vaccine for anybody. Get rid of vaccines. No,
he's
not.
What's confusing, because he's like, wait, he's one of our guys. How could he dare question even part
want?
Of this?
All he wants is discussion.
Right.
He just wants
integrity.
Discussion. That's it.
Yeah. Yep. Well, and RFK is there. Let's give a listen to what he had to say on Real Time on HBO last Friday.
Your history with mercury goes back a long way. I mean, you're into the vaccine thing now, but you've gotten it out of rivers, right?
I got dragged into the vaccine issue kind of kicking and screaming because I was going around the country suing coal-burning power plants and talking about the dangers of mercury coming from those plants. And almost everywhere I stopped or I spoke, there were women there, very eloquent, articulate, grounded people who were saying, look, you have to look at the biggest vector of mercury in American children now is coming from vaccines, and we need you to look at the science.
Look at that. What a story. The background of RFK saying, listen, I was into the environment. I was suing corporations who were polluting. The mercury issue was big on my radar screen, and everywhere I went, this is RFK saying, I ran into moms. Well-spoken moms, research moms, not kooky crazies that the liberal salon.com people want to frame everybody as. for questioning the safety of vaccines. And he said, I looked into the science and there's legitimacy. Come on. Mercury's only the second most toxic substance known to man. But of course, if we inject it in a syringe into a child, into a baby, of course, it's perfectly safe. There you get the Paul Offit school of cognitive dissonance, absurdity, and dangerous insanity. Conflicts of interest? No, don't point them out, because then you're a kook, according to Salon.com as well. Now, RFK continues in this discussion. Again, intellectual integrity. Can we have a discussion about this? Well, evidently on Real Time, you can, with Bill Maher. How impressive.
I resisted for a long time, but I started reading the science after a while. And I'm very comfortable reading science. I've brought hundreds and hundreds of successful lawsuits. Almost all of them have involved scientific controversy. So I'm comfortable reading science and dissecting it and discerning the difference between junk science and real science. And when I started looking at it, what I saw was very alarming, which we were giving huge amounts of mercury to our children. A lot of it has been taken out of vaccines, but there's still an extraordinary amount still in the vaccines, and particularly the flu vaccine.
Well, there he goes, and he actually acknowledged what we know here, that the vaccines are not mercury-free. They claim to be, but they're not, and that's another deception that is really giving a false sense of security to folks that should be questioning this from the word go. And Superdon, now, you know, even our friend Anne Deschel, she was on earlier. She wrote a little article because CBS is being taken to task for daring to quote Barbara Lowe Fisher from the National Vaccine Information Center. What is she
saying? It's just another example of, for some reason, everybody has in the media has gotten on the same page that even discussing it, even asking the question, is it okay if we maybe kind of talk about this a little bit? No. Well, yeah, but some people have some questions of, no, we can't do that. We can't even give an opposing point of view when it comes to a vaccination, because if you do, the moment that you said, some people don't agree, 300,000 people just fell over dead, and you're responsible for it because you just gave an opposing point of view. No, right. It's a bunch of crap, and CBS now is being called out because they mentioned that the National Vaccine Information Center disagrees with the vaccine standpoint. Mm. And because they did that, they're now being called anti-vaxxers. Oh, you right. just killed a bunch of people because you allowed that on the TDC.
Right, the entire CBS, which is mainstream media mafia, in for Big Pharma, actually allowed a quote that doesn't fall in with the religious sect or cult of vaccination. Amazing that. No discussion allowed. Well, here there is. 866-939-BELL. We had a question of the day about myelin sheath nerve tissue regeneration. So let's do that next, and then we'll do SB-277 after that.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant, and it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Scott Bell Show. Yeah, if you're wondering why we haven't heard from the official mascot of the Robert Scott Bell Show, little Izzy, the dog, Super Don's Izzy, it's because Super Don, if you could see what he's just going bonkers today. Super Don's waving his arms around. The dogs are probably hiding under the bed today. What's going on with you? What is going on?
I'll blame it on my Italian heritage because it's true. I mean, sometimes we get on topics that get me so frustrated that my arms are waving all around in the air, and the dogs are hiding under the bed going, what's wrong with Dad? Because I get so animated and stuff. So I apologize if I sound like I lost my mind there in the last segment. But this is a very frustrating issue when you can see, you can connect the dots. You can see through the matrix. Much like Brittany did. I'm so impressed with her article where you can see the patterns here of what's going on and how the hypocrisy in the media. So, I'm sorry. I'll take a step back. I think we've got something else we can do this segment, right?
You think so? I think so, too.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Yes, question of the day time. Listeners, you can call in or leave a message at robertscottbell.com. No questions, this first guy. This guy's named Robert. He says no questions, and then he proceeds to ask me questions. We're going to get to that. I just have to say, what an incredible website and service you offer, especially with the podcast. And I only found out about it because I called the company on the back of that the silver hydrosol bottle, and they put me in touch with you, and we got to talk a few minutes last week. He says, thanks for making a site like this. RobertScottBell.com. Awesome. Come on down. By the way, I bought your book, Unlock the Power to Heal, from Amazon yesterday. He says, I'm 42, I have multiple sclerosis and can barely walk. I walk with a cane, but I'm not in a wheelchair, so he's in between those two phases yet. He says, yet I have muscle atrophy in my left leg. There's a 24/7 constant pain in the muscle of my left thigh. I recently changed up my supplements daily routine, and I'm just taking things to promote nerve growth like IGF-1, liquid iodine, liquid B12, deer antler, go-to-cola, bittersweets. I think bitters. Something you said that just came in the mail today. Anything to promote myelin and nerve growth? See, that's the question. That's an important question. I'm glad Robert asked that. He says, if you have any research or podcast on that topic, you can share with me, of course. I would appreciate it. And if you do consult privately, let me know. I'd be willing to do that, too. Otherwise, I'll wait for your book and read it as soon as I get it. All right. Robert, yes, the book, Unlock the Power to Heal, TMB and I really worked hard on this, and there'll be more coming. And one of the key minerals that you've overlooked in everything that you've said, because you haven't read the book yet, is silica. Silica or silicon. That is really the key to neurological regeneration, having adequate quantities of that neurological component, the silicon chip of the computer. You've heard and thought about that, but didn't really put two and two together. So what we do is the silicon challenge. We do over 5,000 milligrams a day of a whole food form of silica. We get that from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. He's at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. And you've heard my good buddy, nutritional historian Christopher Barr, talk about it as well. It's been part and parcel for recovery for all connective tissue issues, and that is the silica. 5,000 milligrams means you're going to take three tablets four times a day for the first 2 weeks, 4 weeks, six, whatever it takes to replenish. And I've talked with friends. I've even had a friend of mine going back to high school, diagnosed with MS, now, you know, reversed it for the most part because she went on a better diet. She did the things she heard about on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We didn't have to cure her disease. We had to give her body what was needed and also have to take out the things it doesn't, like mercury, aluminum, etc. And if you don't go for intravenous chelation, then look to Dr. Newsom's fulvic chelator. It's a liquid form of fulvic acid. You go to docnewsom.com, D-O-C-N-U-Z-U-M.com. Selenium, of course. Hydration. Man, oh man, can molecular hydrogen help you, Robert? Absolutely. And go to your namesake, robertswater.com. Download the free ebook and load up on molecular hydrogen in the water coming from your tap. Yes, you can. So there are extraordinary things you can do, increasing omega-3 essential fatty acids as well. I don't mean to oversimplify things. There's a lot of things that I talk to folks about. And if anybody does want to consult with me, I don't have an official place to do so, but send a message. When I have time, I try to get back to you. This is, after all, my healing ministry. And I believe healing is your birthright. It comes from a far higher place than government. And, you know, if you want to support our efforts here, just say thanks to those sponsors that make this message possible, or support the healing ministry however you feel it is appropriate. All right, when we're back after the break, Terry Rourke joins us from VaccineImpact.com. We're going to update you on SB277, some strategies to reverse it before it becomes law, because if it does, it's going to get even uglier in California. And if that's the case, get out now. But if you're there, fight it while you can. We'll be back after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Scott Bell Show. All right, there's a crisis in California. But why should our friends in Missouri care about California? Well, let me tell you why. Because if California goes, the rest of the nation might then soon follow. And it relates to what? The elimination of exemptions to vaccination, philosophical and or religious, in violation of your constitutionally protected freedoms of self-autonomy, of not being violated, assaulted, medically or otherwise. And there's a bill called SB 277 that aims to do that, eliminate rollback exemptions other than for medical. Good luck trying to get medical. And if you feel like you still want to send your kid to government indoctrination centers, again, that's a controversial issue in California, you won't be able to unless your kid is subjected to medical experimentation via vaccination. You can homeschool, but how long will it be before CPS comes knocking on your door and saying, hey, I hear you don't vaccinate, that's why you're homeschooling. What else are you doing that we don't approve of for your kids? Let's take your kids. Not exaggerating. Those of you in Missouri, you know what I'm talking about, medical kidnaps. How does it relate? It's all connected. Now, SB 277, it's happening. What's going to stop it? We're going to find out. Right now, in fact, from VaccineImpact.com. We got it linked up in the show notes, of course. Terry Rourke is back with us. Terry, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Me.
Well, thanks for all your good work out there trying to defend this outrageous assault. Against this outrageous assault on medical liberty, if you will. And we've covered a lot of it the last hour and a half, and I'm glad to have you add to the mix, strategically or otherwise. What do you see happening? I know there's another vote in the Judicial Committee on Tuesday in the Senate there in California.
Well, the Judicial Committee is stacked. There's four co-authors on the bill, plus Monning, who's already voted to pass it out of the Senate Health and Education Committee. So I would be very surprised if we kill it in this hearing, but It's not going to pass in this state. There are too many of us, and our numbers are growing exponentially on a daily basis. We have major groups backing us both statewide and nationally. This bill is not going to pass in California.
Now, Cherry, I hear, of course, we know that California is a largely Democratic Party-controlled state, and, you know, most, leftists in Hollywood, all of that concept. But the irony here, of course, is that now they might have gone too far. I hear that Democrats, which are, you know, supporting the Democratic Senate, the legislature, are saying, I'm not going to vote Democrat anymore if you vote for SB 277. Is that true? Is that a rumor? What's going on there?
No, people are leaving the Democratic Party in droves. They're not going to put up with it. When you have a bill that is opposed by organizations like the ACLU and extreme right groups, and we're all against this. Like I said, this bill will not pass in California.
But, Terry, doesn't it need to pass? I mean, there's a huge crisis in California of people not vaccinating. I mean, there's only 97.46% of the population being vaccinated. 97.46%. That exceeds the so-called herd immunity numbers of 92 to 94 or 95.
But wait a minute, Robert. Those are only the kindergartners this year. And most of those are only missing one vaccine. But what's not being reported are all the adult vaccines.
Wait a second. What about the adult vaccines? Talk to me about those.
Well, that's next. You know, we've already got another bill on the floor. It's being heard in the, I believe it's the Health Committee, not the Health, Human Services Committee, on the same day that we go to Judiciary on SB 277. There's another bill, 792, which is mandatory vaccines on the adult schedule for everyone who works in daycare centers, including home daycare programs. So it is the first bill that is actually mandating that people be up to date on the adult vaccine schedule in order to have a job.
Wow, yeah, this is stunning information, although we know about it behind the scenes here, but I want to listen, everybody, listen, this is not just about the 2.5% of the kids that, according to their own stats in California, are not getting vaccinated. This is about all y'all adults who are not up to date on your booster shots and ultimately accepting the unknown vaccines that have yet to go into approval via FDA or recommendation via CDC, and there are hundreds in the pipeline, and this bill would mandate your acceptance of these shots sight unseen, contents unknown.
That's very true. And we found an interesting little tidbit buried in the SB 277 bill that the health department can even dictate which particular vaccine. For example, if there's multiple manufacturers making one of the vaccines, the state of California can dictate which manufacturer's vaccine is used. So can we talk about antitrust laws here?
Well, no. These politicians, these senators and legislators, they need to really give back to those lobbyists who have given so much to them. And this is perfect for them.
Well, yeah, they wrote it. You know, Pan is just the paper boy. He can't even deal with fielding a question during a Senate committee without turning around and conferring with his lobbyists. They're the ones that support the bill. In California, the way it works, the bill sponsor is the lobbyist firm. The bill author is the senator who is their little paper boy. So nothing happening here is really being done by our legislators. Our government here in California has been bought.
Yeah, definitely. And, of course, the government in California is, just pointing out a fact here, democratically controlled. And if you thought the Republicans, because that's the meme over the years, Republicans are in for big business and big pharma, it turns out they bought the Democrats. And if they push forward on this bill, California could turn, shockingly, nobody in their lifetime would have predicted that could happen. But as you're confirming that people are threatening to leave or are actually leaving on this basis.
Parents are pulling their kids out of the public schools now. They're not waiting for this. They've already been pulling out of the public schools because of Common Core. We're not going to put up with it.
But also on the school issue, if this 277 has its way, they're going to mandate it even in private schools.
No, like I said, nobody's listening to me. This bill is not going to pass in California. We have been showing up in record numbers. We are filling the hearing rooms, the overflow rooms. We still have people in the hallways and still have people outside waiting to get through security. And we haven't even started.
We're talking with Terry Rourke. We're talking with Terry Rourke, and she's at VaccineImpact.com about SB 277 strategies to roll it back before it becomes law, and if that, you know, the tragedy that would happen if it would happen. Now, the judicial committee vote on Tuesday morning, is this somewhere where the people of California, like they did prior, can line the halls again and have their say before they do the vote?
Oh, absolutely. We have busloads even coming up from L.A. this time. Like I said, we just got started. We're going to be taking back our house in California. The people here, parents, teachers, doctors, lawyers, nurses, you name it. We're focused on our kids.
I know the Senate has gotten all the attention, but there's a companion bill or a comparable bill that's coming through the House. I don't hear much about the people lobbying in the House. Is that just going unreported?
Are you talking about our assembly?
Yes, the assembly. Thank you.
Okay, yeah. We call it an assembly out here. We're moving in that direction. Right now, we have to delegate you know, which groups are going to focus on which bills. And we're more concerned about making sure that everyone who works for us at our state capitol in Sacramento understand that they serve at our pleasure. And right now, they are not in our good graces.
No,
so
clearly not.
It's just a process of and a matter of time before people start getting fired up there. There's groups of lawyers that are working specifically on certain candidates and certain senators who will be facing charges. We're serious.
Are you talking about charges based on violation of the 1974 Political Reform Act?
That and as well as many others. Yeah, it's so bad. That, you know, it's just like I said, this bill shall not pass.
Yeah. Well, where's Gandalf when you need him, right? You shall not pass. Exactly. I love, the line in the sand that's being drawn there. It's not really making as much media attention around the world, but I'm glad to have you represent here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Terry, VaccineImpact.com. Now, is there anything or any place people should go? I know there's another website called SB277.org. Is that another good place to stay updated?
Yes, That's a good place to go. The other one is there's so many new grassroots groups that have popped up. There's the California Coalition for Health Choice is a good source. The Canary Party is a good source. The California Chiropractor Association, and I'm forgetting now the name of their particular website. I think it's called Your Children, Your Choice, or something like that. I would avoid the Our Kids, Our Choice, which is a new grassroots organization that has popped up. Unfortunately, they're collecting a pretty good sized chunk of change, and they haven't made any legal filings in reference to it, and the money's being funneled into someone's personal account.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's just so much going on that, you know, there's always going to be opportunistic people that are not aligned with the right organizations.
You are doing an extraordinary job of exposing the corruption there in the Democratic-controlled California over this issue. And I know we're out of time here, but obviously I want everybody to check out Vaccine Impact. We've got the links up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We will cover more of SB 277 on Monday, on Tuesday, on Wednesday, as long as it takes here. Because if it rolls out in California, look out. The freedom to say no to vaccines, even for children who are already been injured by these things. So stick around. We've got a major moment of dub perhaps after the break. Terry Rourke, thanks for being with us.
Thank you. Love you guys. God bless.
Thank you.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Robots. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, special thanks to our new affiliate, KLID, 1340 AM in Poplar Bluff, Missouri.
And a new affiliate.
Yeah, I know. It's nice. You know, we're 6 days a week now, y'all. You don't just have to carry us on Sundays, but we're welcoming you any day of the week that you'd like. We're also 7 to 9 Eastern Time, 6 to 8 Central, Monday through Friday. And you can just contact GCN, our syndicator, if you'd like to pick up the show for free. It's real, real radio. Real homeopathic, holistic radio, too. It's going to empower you, bringing the power to heal back.
KLID. So, yeah. I believe it's Mark Murphy is the PD over there and owner of the station, Sonny Skidmore.
Sonny, we appreciate you very much and bringing this power to heal back to the people of Poplar Bluff, Missouri as well. So thank you. Tell your friends the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty is right here. RobertScottBell.com. Also heard in podcasts after the fact through all these different places we can get into. But there's so much going on and so many bizarre stories that we've been covering. And by necessity, you know, but occasionally we have time to review the scientific journals as well and, you know, figure these things out. And I've got to get the preliminary, what do you call that, audio clip going? Because, you know, and I never have it ready. You know how it is at the end of the show, right? So it's like, trash.
Preliminary thing.
Preliminary,
that thing
we
like to do every once in a while.
Yeah, I got it. Now, I know it's just bad host. But when you find some science that at least some semblance of a conclusion is so obvious that you just scratch your head and said, who paid for it? You know that it's time for today's
moment of duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's moment of duh brought to you by headlines that make no sense or so much sense, but they don't fit with the rest of the scientific article. Over there on Fox News, Children's Health, what babies eat may affect their cancer risk.
No.
Yes, really. Who figured that out? That's absolutely a moment of duh. But, my friends, if you go into the article, you start scratching your head even more because the headline, while a clear moment of duh, you go in and you scratch your head because you're not sure what they actually found in this article. Researchers analyzed information from 172 children in Texas who had been diagnosed with acute lymphocytic leukemia, ALL, cancer of the white blood cells, and 344 healthy children around the same age. And they concluded this, that if you introduce solid foods later than earlier, your risk for this form of leukemia is increased. And I'm just, like I said, as I read through this, and I don't know if they broke it apart better in the actual study, they're talking about kids who started eating solid foods at 10 months old were four times more likely to be diagnosed with leukemia compared to children who started eating solid foods by the age of 4 months. And those who are 7 to 9 months were three times more. So they're saying, hey, what's going on here? Maybe you should just feed your kids solid food from the moment they come out of mommy. No. Especially if they don't have teeth yet. To me, that's an indicator.
Yeah, that makes it a little more difficult. But, I mean, even in the way that they did the test, they were saying, well, it was kids who were breastfed or kids who got formula or kids who were breastfed and got formula. Right. I would like to see the study where they show if there's a difference between strictly breastfed.
Sure.
Or formula. Because I have a feeling that you're going to see a difference there.
GMO soy, yeah, absolutely, yeah. In the formula. Also, you know, what's the risk, other corresponding risks associated with, do these families live close to power lines, for instance, you know, electromagnetic fields? What other toxic exposures? What about the vaccine rate, right? The leukemia kids versus the non-leukemia kids, no discussion of that. So the headline may be a moment of duh, but this story, this article, it's based on the science, is a moment of
Huh?
And we don't have an answer. We don't yet have an answer for that. Hey, y'all, thanks for being here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We kick it into gear the first day of the week. That is every Sunday on naturalnewsradio.com as well as GCN, GCN Live, and our affiliates around the country. If you miss the show, you can download the podcast for free at GCN, Natural News Radio, also iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, and our good buddy Jerry Doyle at Epic Times, epictimes.com. We'll be back with Advanced Medicine, Dr. Rasha Bittar, tomorrow, and more on SB 277, the attempts to take away your ability to say no to big pharma, big government, and big media. And that is a very important thing to be able to say. No! Say no! Listen to your two-year-old. Very smart, these kids. All right, for now, we're going to take a break. Back tomorrow. In the meantime, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best. Best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com today.